Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this Thursday. We're going to be probably speaking for anywhere between 45 and an hour. And if you have to hang up, that's okay, because these shows are always archived, which means you're able to listen to them once they're on the website 24/7. And make sure you tell your friends and other people within your group to go to their website. Click on training audios, and they'll be able to listen to this show and usually about five or six other ones that from the past that we've had on the Blog Talk Radio show. Now, I want to mention something. If you want to get your own Blog Talk Radio show, you can go to blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, .com, and you can get this actually for free. But the difference between what we have, which we have to pay for, and ones that are free is you're only able to get five people on your calls. But that's okay, you know. If you can get five people from your group, or if you want to use it as a means where you can talk to five relatives or friends at the same time, you know, go for it. It's free. If you want to get more than five people, then you have to pay. But that's, you know, strictly up to you. But if you can get it for free, why the heck not, you know. I want to mention one other thing before I forget. We are going to have a guest speaker maybe in a couple weeks. We haven't set the date up yet, but the person we're going to be having is Donna Wolham, W-O-O-L-A-M. She's an author, speaker, coach. She's the founder of Living at My Best Academy. She's an author of books. She's traveled all over the world giving seminars and so forth and so on. If you want to find out more about Donna, okay, you can go to her website. It's Donna, D-O-N-N-A, W-O-O-L-A-M.com. If you need or forget that, then go to the site and listen to this show again, or give me a call, and I'll give you the number over the phone. I might even put in an email. But anyhow, with that out of the way, if you watched your email, then you know that what we were going to talk about, some of the new things that we've come up with recently, just always help your group. We're always trying to come up with something new that will help you build your group, okay? Because, you know, we believe in incentives. We believe in, you know, helping our members. We're certainly, you know, if you look at what we're offering, we certainly live up to our company motto. If you don't know what it is, it's found in Galatians 6:10, and it goes like this. As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially, that means to the uttermost, especially to those who are of the household of the faith. So we have to have a special love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's what this program does. It gives Christians the opportunity to help each other. And you're not going to have to you're not going to have to sell your home or your car or take out a loan to participate in this program, because you're set up with a turnkey business the moment you sign up and you get your website. Now, I want to just mention one thing, because first of all, you have to realize what you have. Okay? And I try to mention this just about on every Blog Talk Radio show. If let's say that you're a friend of yours built a beauty salon. Okay, I always use beauty salon because I used to be in the beauty business. I owned a couple of hair salons before I started Scriptures. But anyhow, let's say they built a beauty salon, and it was in a nice location, and they spent $35,000, you know, building it. And then one day they came up to you and said, you know, Mary or John or whatever your name might be, you know what? I want to give you this business. I already paid for it. It's already set up to go. All you have to do is, you know, run the business. And you're thinking, well, geez, you know, I don't know if I can afford that. I'll probably have to pay, you know, $1,000, $1,500 a month rent, electric bill, phone bill, all this. And then you ask them, well, what's my rent going to be per month? And they say, well, no, there is no rent. You don't have to pay your zero. It's already paid for. The only thing you're going to have to pay for is in order to stay in the beauty salon, you're just going to have to pay $19.95 a month, and then you're able to still own this store. You know, you're thinking, well, what about advertising? It's probably going to cost me a lot of money. Well, if you want to advertise, we have an advertising program you can participate in. It's $25 a month. And if you want to go higher than that, that's up to you. Now, who in their right mind would say, nah, I'm not interested? Well, you have to kind of be foolish to do that. I mean, here you are getting something that's worth $35,000. It doesn't cost you anything except $19.95. And if you want to advertise, you know, it's $25 a month. That's less than $50 a month to run a business that you got for free that has a value of $35,000. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you are getting the moment you sign up. So immediately, you're already $25,000 to $35,000 ahead. And to hesitate to spend some of your own money, or like someone recently told me, well, if I don't make it a lot of money in a couple months, I'm going to quit. You know, I mean, that I don't understand why people think that way. So you have to be willing to invest some of your own money. Now, we're not talking about thousands of dollars a month. And if you look around at some of the home-based businesses, a lot of them charge you for your own website. You know, we don't charge you anything. Some have like a fee you have to pay each month. Their minimums are, you know, anywhere from $75 to up to $200 per month just to remain in the program. And then some of their advertising programs are anywhere between, $250, and some are even as high as $1,500 a month. Now, I'm not joking. This is real, okay? And people join these companies. Many of them don't make a dime. They certainly spend a lot of money doing it, you know. So you're getting something that's, you know, practically, it's peanuts if you look at it. If you think about it, you're spending, let's say, about $50 a month at the most, unless you join the $49 co-op. You're talking about $600 for one whole year, okay, to promote your business. And let's say that after 6 months, This is just, you know, a theory. After 6 months, let's say you're only making $200. Well, guess what? You're still earning money. See, so that's going to kind of bring me to the first point I want to bring out here, and it's called goal setting. We all heard of that. Now, it's important to set a goal because you have to know kind of where you're going. But what some people do is they start out real high. Their goal is, I want to make $10,000 a month, okay? That's all they think about. Or, $1,000 a month, whatever. And that's all they think about. And then after a couple months, if they don't earn that much money, well, guess what they do? They quit, okay? Now, that's the worst thing you can do is quit, because the moment you do that is the moment you already failed. And then what are you going to do? Try to go to some other place that gives you this false pie in the sky. Oh, come on with me. You can earn, $10,000 in 30 days and all that stuff. And you know what? It's a shame that people buy that stuff. But you know where they get that from? They get that from Hitler. Now, that may sound strange, but Hitler wrote a book called Mein Kampf. And one of the things he said in there, he said, the bigger the lie, the more people are going to believe it. And see, when people see stuff like that, $10,000 a month, and it's only going to take me 30 days or 60 days to get there, see, in the back of their mind, they know this, well, this can't be true, okay? And they're right, it can't be true. But what motivates them to join these companies and wind up losing a lot of money is they want those things to be true, okay? And that sometimes is a very strong emotion, because you want it to be true. So because you want it to be true, even though the old saying goes, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. And that's still a good saying to think about. But because you want to believe it, you go for it. And then, 2-3 months later, you wind up realizing that, you know, you lost money. You didn't make any money at all, you know. So don't buy that. What you need to do, okay, and I hope you are going to be taking notes. What you want to do, and this is so important, I can't stress it enough. Your first goal should always be to break even, okay? So what you want to do, let's say that you joined a Bible lesson online, which is 1995, and you joined the co-op, the $25 co-op. So that's, well, 1995 plus 25, that's $44.95. So what I want you to do is make that your first goal. Now, this may sound stupid, but it's very important that you do this. And I'll tell you why. In order for you to break even with the way our company works, how many people do you think you might need to just to break even? Can anybody tell me? Just press one on your touch tone phone, and I'll be able to put you on the line. If anybody knows the answer to that, press one on your touch tone phone, and I'll put you on line. Well, nobody's going to ask the question. That's fine, but I think everybody already knows. All right. Oh, there's somebody. Okay, caller, go ahead. How many people do you need? Go ahead.
Three. We need three people.
You're kidding. Only three people?
Three people. Yeah.
And you'll break even?
At $44, that's 34 and 13 and 17.
So you'll be able to make, if you do, that's $53.88. So not only did you break even, but you have a few extra dollars in your pocket.
Right.
Correct?
Exactly.
Right.
Correct.
Well, you got the right answer. Okay. Thanks for calling. Now let's get back to the call. All right. So it would only take three people for you to break even. And from that point on, friends, the sky is the limit. Okay. Now, if you're breaking even, there's no reason for you to ever quit. Now, here's the important part about breaking even. Okay, you joined the co-op, and you joined the auto program. You have to join that in order to get a commission. Now, which all you need to do, okay, now think about what I'm going to say. All you need to do is continue to do what brought you those three people in the first place. In other words, you stay on the auto program. You stay in the co-op, okay? And you do that month after month after month after month after month. Sometimes you might get nobody in 1 month that participates. Other months you might get two or three. Doesn't matter. Okay, the law of averages is on your side. And there's such a thing as the law of averages, okay? So now if you got three people, and you did this for a year, do you think at the end of 1 year you still only have three people? I don't think so. I mean, to even think that is crazy thinking. See, when you do something that brought you three, even one person, if you got one person, there's no reason why you can't get two. And if you got two, no reason why you can't get three. As long as you're doing the same thing. Once you quit doing what brought you those first three people, then things will start going backwards. So what you need to do is you need to never stop promoting your business, because that three will grow to five, and then 10, and then 20, then maybe 100. Of course, we're not talking a few months now, okay? Then, you know, then the sky's the limit, folks. Now, if you honestly and truly want to earn a lot of money, you know, I mean, who would take a job, right? And let's say that your job starts out you with $500 a week, I mean. Well, let's just say a month, just to kind of make it easy. Now, if you had that job, if you was offered a job, $500 a month, and they told you, you know what, we're going to give you a raise of $17.96, okay, every month. 500 times 12, I'm just trying to make this simple, 6,000, okay? That's what your normal pay would be. At the end of 1 year, you would have had a raise of $215. You know what? People go on strike for that amount of money. Now, if you got two people, see, now how much of a raise you're going to be getting every month? What about five people? You know, five people is going to give you, that's five, almost $90 a month. Now, who wouldn't take a job where they said, you know what, every month we're going to give you a raise of $90? Well, who wouldn't take a job like that? See, well, that's exactly what's going on when you have your business, okay? Every month, okay, you're going to be getting a raise. And again, I stress this more than anything, only if you continue to do the same thing over and over. And friends, and that's what you are to me, you're my friends, okay? And I love each and every one of you, and that's the truth. Don't quit after a couple months. Stick it out, because there's one person, might have been two, but there was one person that was ready to quit. I won't tell you his name. He might even be on the line right now. I don't know. But I said, you know what? Don't quit. Try it for a couple of months, because he was only making, I think, just a little amount of money. He wasn't calling his people up, so I told him what he needs to do in order to, you know, start making money. You know what? This guy thanks me every day. Not every day, but every time he calls me, thanks me. He says, you know, I'm so glad you told me to stay on the program, because I'm making more money now than I have on any other program I've been involved in. See, now, if he would have quit, he wouldn't be able to tell me that. So remember this. When you're thinking about quitting, just remember what I just said. When you quit, you failed, and you have to start all over again somewhere else. And you know what? It's not going to get any better than what we offer. No one out there pays 90% commission. And that's why it's only going to take three people for you to break even. See, so start out, that's your first goal, you know, break even. Then you could take another, let's say, six-month, nine-month goal, put down whatever you want, you know. You can kind of gear it to see how much percentage you're growing on a monthly basis and kind of base it on that. Then you take a 6 months or a year, and then go from 1 year to 2 years, and then from 2 years to 3 years, and 4 years to 5 years, and that's about as far as you want to go with the goal, okay? But write it down. And every single day you look at that, all right, my first goal is break even. Once you do that, okay, then, probably the next one might be 6 months. But make it realistic. Don't say, you know, $1,000 in 6 months. I mean, that's possible, but, you know, you don't want to go that high. Because it's better to go low. This way you're not going to get discouraged if you don't reach that goal, that particular goal. Now, is everybody grasping this, okay, why it's so important to start your first goal off as, break-even goal? Because once you do that, then really, it's like there's no reason to stop. Because you will continue to grow. Now, does anybody have any questions on that goal setting? Press 1 on your touchtone phone. We'll put you on the air. Nobody? That's okay. All right. Well, start doing that and make sure you write them down and concentrate right for right now. Maybe you don't even have to write the other goals. Just write down that one goal. I want to break even, whatever that may be. If you're spending $21.95 because you're on the Bible lesson on CD, or if you're on the, instead of the $25, if you're on the $49 co-op, just add those two things together, okay? And that's going to be your break even goal. And put it on a piece of paper where you can see it every single day and just wait, okay? Wait until you reach that goal. Don't quit. Now I'll tell you another thing that I probably said last time. We all heard of Donald Trump. Now, I listened to Donald Trump one time on a live broadcast on NBC, or it might have been MSNBC, I can't remember. But this guy, Donny Deutsch, asked Donald, he says, you know, what's the secret of becoming, you know, rich? He says, well, I know a lot of people that are became millionaires, and the reason that I know this like almost by heart what he said. He says, I know a lot of people that became millionaires, and they all became millionaires because they never gave up. He says, I know a lot of people that could have been millionaires, but the reason they didn't become millionaires is because they gave up. So Donny Deutsch asked him, so the secret of becoming successful is to never give up. And Donald Trump said, you got it. So here's a man that's a billionaire. Now, who would you rather take advice from? Someone like him? Or some guy in the street that thinks he knows everything and tells you, oh, this ain't going to work? I mean, there are people out there like that. It could be some of our own relatives or friends, you know? I always said this, you know, take advice from people that know what they're talking about. Just like if you wanted to open up a gourmet restaurant, would you go to Joe's Greasy Spoon Hamburger Joint to get advice on how to run a restaurant? Of course you wouldn't. That'd be silly. See, so pay attention to people that know what they're talking about. And not to brag or anything, but, you know, we know what we're talking about. And we tell you that you need to do certain things. We tell you because we want you to be successful. We're not going to tell you something that's going to cause you to fail. My God in heaven, that would be silly. Why on earth would we ever do something like that? We would have been out of business a long time ago. So trust us that we you know, give you good advice, and all you have to do is follow it, that's all. And give yourself time. That's the most important thing. All right. Now, a couple other things that we had been mentioning in emails that are really important. You know, first of all, we always tell people there's really only three things you need to do. Number one, join the auto program, so you're qualified to receive a 90% commission. Number two, add people to your group. The best way to do that is either through the co-op, or if you want to purchase the postcards and labels for $15, you can do that as well. Either one of those two ways will help you add people to your group, okay? And then the third thing is to call people that, as soon as possible, okay, the people that joined your group. Now, one thing I want to tell you, when you call somebody on the phone, if you get an answering machine, hang up. You don't want to leave a message on an answering machine. Because sometimes people, you know, don't really know who you are, even though you might say scriptures. They may not know what that is right away. So they think you're a telemarketer. So the next time you call, you know, most people have caller ID. So they're going to see your number there, and they're not going to answer the phone. So I don't care how many times you have to call. Wait until you get someone answering the phone. Now, here's what you tell them, and I'll tell you why you tell them this. People, especially when they sign up on the phone, in order to get a website or in order to join the program, you have to have an email address. So sometimes you'll get people, especially on the phone, especially people who use a speakerphone or use a cell phone, will say, well, my email address is ROS. .gmail. Well, guess what? We didn't get the correct email address, so we kind of put it down as best we can. And then, you know, from that point on, we hope that we're going to be able to get their correct email address, or they'll just say their email address, like Tom4Script. So we don't know if that's a number four. Or F-O-U-R, or F-O-R. So we think, well, maybe it's probably the number four, so that's what we'll put down. And if it's a four, F-O-R, then guess what? They're not going to receive an email. They're going to not know anything about us. So what we tell people to do now, and this is, a good reason to call people, because it's going to help you, and it's working every day. People are telling me, I'm glad I called that person. What you tell them is, you know, John, my name is Rosario, and I'm your scripture sponsor, and I'd like to welcome you to my group. Now, the reason I'm calling is I want to find out if you received the same email that I did. Did you get any kind of email from Scriptures for Us? Now, if they say no, okay, there could be, you know, two reasons. One, they didn't give us the correct email address, or it could have fallen in their junk mail or their spam folder. So tell them, John, did you look in your spam folder, you know? And if you want to wait on the phone until they get their, turn on their computer or whatever, or you could tell them to do it later and I'll call you tomorrow or something, do that. Because if we don't have the correct email address, then guess what? You got an email telling you have a new member, but they got nothing. So what's a person going to think that they signed up for this program and never got anything from the program and no one ever called them? What would you think? Well, it must be some kind of scam. Well, I mean, what else are you going to think? I know that's what I would think. Geez, I was hoping to hear from this company. I sent away for information. I got nothing. So that's the first thing you want to do is just get an email. And if they check their email and says, I know I never received anything. I even looked in the spam folder. Say, okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you give me your correct email address and do it one letter at a time slowly. And then what I'll do, it's just one of the things you want to do as a favor, okay? What I'll do is I'll call the company up and give them the correct email address. They'll correct that, and then they'll send you your email. And there's one other thing I'd like you to do, John. Once you get your email, or if you already have it, I would like you to get a free info pack. And the only way that Scriptures for Us is going to send anybody an info pack is if they confirm their information. So I'd like you to call their toll-free number. It only takes about a minute. There's no sales presentation, okay? Just to confirm the information, make sure it's all correct. So when they send you an info pack, it's not going to go to the wrong address. Once you do that, then you'll get an info pack. And they say, once you get your info pack, we'll talk again. Now, that should be the end of the phone call. Now, of course, sometimes people will start to question you. Oh, what's this program about? What do I have to do? Blah, 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 you know. Well, stop them at that point in time. Say, Tom, it's not a good idea to, you know, try to explain everything over the phone unless you have something in front of you, because that could be confusing. Right? So, you know, guess what? They'll always say, yeah, I guess that makes sense, you know. Say, well, once you get your info pack, I'll give you a call back. Now, when that person confirms, we will send them an email, you know, saying that your information has been confirmed, your info pack's on the way, and you'll get the same email. So you'll always know who confirmed, okay? Now, if someone didn't confirm, you're not going to get an email. So that means that person just either forgot or they just maybe not that interested. And we know that people that, you know, aren't willing to spend 1 minute of their time to confirm their information, I mean, how interested could they really be? See, so that person you don't want to call back. What you want to do is maybe a week later send them a private email. And the way you can do that, a lot of people don't know this, but you go to your back office and you click on the genealogy report. And you find that person's name in their box, there'll be an email. If you want to send just that person an email, you click that on, you can send that person an email. Say, I see you haven't requested your information packet. You know, it might be a good idea if you did it today and give them the phone number to call or just tell them to email us to confirm. That's all you do with the person that hasn't confirmed. And then if they didn't after that, then you might, you know, just kind of put that person on the shelf. Because they're going to still be getting emails from us about script news. And eventually, sometimes, and it happens all the time, you know, people just don't join right away. And then, you know, 1 or 2 months later, they decide to join. So kind of put that person on a shelf maybe send them and all your members something once a month. And the way you do that is you go to your back office again, and there's a tab that says email. Now, the difference between this and the genealogy report, you can send just one email to that particular person. In the email section, you can send a message to every single person on your in your group with just one click. Now, when you click that on, and you should go there and try to learn your back office because it's important. This helps you. Now, what you want to do with this particular email, okay, you want to always give some kind of personal testimony about an experience that you had with scriptures. In other words, when you click that on, you'll get a box that says subject. So you might want to put in there as an example, okay, scriptures for us invigorating bath and shower gel, okay? And then in the box where you write the actual note, you put dear member, because it's to all your members, dear members. You put, I just purchased some of scriptures invigorating bath and shower gel, and I must tell you, I really love it. It's great. My skin feels great, and it smells great. And I tell you what, I encourage you to try a bottle or maybe one of their other products, because you'll love them as much as I do. I know it. Guaranteed. And then you just sign your name at the bottom. Well, you sign me and just put God bless or whatever your name might be. And when you click on send to group, that message will be sent to every single person in your group. Now, you only want to do this once a month, usually at the end of the month or close to the end of the month or the beginning of the month, okay? That's when it works the best. Something else you might want to say is, let's say you just joined the co-op and you started to get people. So now when you click on your email, you put in the subject, co-op advertising. Dear members, I just joined the co-op advertising, and I'm already starting to get members added to my group, and one of them just joined, and I'm really pleased about that. If you haven't joined the co-op yet, then I highly recommend that you do that. Or you might want to send an email. That's because not everybody in your group joined right now. Just say, you know, I joined Scriptures and the auto program, and I tell you, I'm glad I did, because now I'm starting to get commissions every month. If you haven't joined the auto program yet, then it might be a good idea if you did it right now. You might want to put the email address in there, or you could tell them they can call the office, you know, at the toll-free number. See, so make it always something that you personally are experiencing with the company. Now, does that make sense to anybody? Anybody want to add something to that? Just click one, plus one on your touchtone phone, and I'll put you on the air. You don't have to give your name or anything. No? Okay. Just start doing that. Use your back office. It really helps you. If you're not familiar with it, if you don't know how to use it, then either call your sponsor. And if they don't know, you know, then just call us. It takes a few minutes. We'll run you right through it. We'll actually go to your website along with you, and we'll explain everything that you need to know there. Or just go there yourself and just click things on, you know. Nothing's going to happen. You'll just be able to see what's there. If you don't understand it, then that's when you call us. We'll give you a full explanation. Okay, goal setting. All right, one other thing that we, this will be the last thing I'm going to be talking about. One other thing that we offered, and I hope to God that people start taking advantage of this, because it's a super offer. If you got an email, the last one talked about these free $25 off restaurant certificates. Now, people are starting to order them. Now, what you do is just, you know, you should have an email already. If you don't, just let us know. I think probably the next newsletter will probably put that in there, how to go there, because we want people to take advantage of this. Now, what we're offering is, first thing you do is you click on the link, and it'll take you to a site, and all you do is in the center box, you put in your zip code or any other zip code. And then you click on enter, and it'll give you, if it's your own zip code, it'll give you all the restaurants in your particular area that are participating in this program. Let's say you're going on a vacation somewhere. you would put that zip code in there. Or let's say you're going to visit a relative. And maybe you want to, you know, go out to dinner with them. Well, click on their zip code. Whatever zip code you put in there, it's going to bring in all the restaurants in your particular area that participate in this program. And there's 20,000 plus restaurants across the USA that participate in this. So all you do is look through there, make sure you, you know, like there's some of them that have more than just one page, so make sure you look for the page. If you're looking for a certain kind of cuisine, like Italian, or there's all kind of things you can do, okay? If you want a restaurant that's just 5 miles from you, you can do that. If you want something 10 miles away, or, I mean, you know, 10, 15 miles away, I think that's as far as you can go. Or maybe, I mean, you might be able to go 20, I don't know, if you're willing to travel that far. And it'll give you all the restaurants. If you pick Italian, it'll give you all the restaurants in that particular area. If you said 15 miles, then it'll give you all the Italian restaurants in a 15-mile radius or whatever you choose. Look through that. Look at the menu, okay, because each one of those, you can click on a menu. It'll show you the menu of that particular restaurant. And then all you do is go to the site, the online store, okay, and on the online store, we have a tab that says $25 off restaurant coupon. It's the biggest one there. You can't miss it. Click that on, and then it'll bring you to the place where you can actually order one or more of those. You can order as many as you want, okay? Now, it's free, but you do have to pay for shipping and handling, okay? And we can do these for free, but we can't pay for the shipping and handling, which, you know, costs us money because we have to put a stamp on it. We send it, not certified mail, but I don't know what they call it, guaranteed mail or something like that. So we know that you do get the, whether or not you do get the certificate or not, so we have proof. And of course the envelope and someone to process the order, it's, you know, so we have to charge you for that. It's I think $4.95, but even with that, you're still going to be getting, you know, you're still going to be saving $20.05 on your meal, okay? And it's that part's, you know, so you just, all you did was request an information, I mean, the receipt, you paid $4.95, and you're getting a certificate worth $25 off your meal. Now, to me, that's a great deal. So please take advantage of it. Or if you want to purchase them and give them to people that you want, maybe your pastor or somebody that maybe it's their birthday or who knows, you know, wedding anniversary, or just somebody you like and you just they did you a favor and you want to give them one of those certificates. I mean, how would someone appreciate the fact that you're giving them restaurant certificate that's worth $25? To me, that's a great gift. I wouldn't say I don't want that, you know. Anybody would want that, you know. So please take advantage of it. If you want the address to go to, it's real simple to remember. It's www.restaurant.com. www.restaurant.com. When you go there, it'll bring you to that site and just put in your zip code in the middle box, and it'll give you all the restaurants in your particular area. And once you decide which one you might want to go to, just go to the online store, click on the $25 coupon, and just follow the directions that are there. Because one of the things you're going to have to do is when you check out, there's a box there, it says comments. Put in there what restaurant you want to go to and the zip code. And then we'll send you that particular $25 off coupon for that particular restaurant. People are ordering them. They love them. So, you know, take advantage of whatever we have to offer. Now, we're doing this because we want people to experience something really good with an honest Christian company, and not a company that's trying to gouge their own members. You know, we don't gouge anybody. I mean, first of all, who else do you know that spends that gives out 90% commission? Go on the internet and check out some of these home-based businesses. you know, it might be a good idea if you actually did that. And show me a company that pays 90% commission and a company that gives you as much as we give you for free. See? And we do 95% of the work for you. The only thing you have to do is those three things we talked about. Join the auto program, join the co-op advertising program, or send out the postcards and labels, which you can get on the web, on the online store, or you can call us up. In fact, if you ever want to order anything, you're always welcome to call us up, okay? We could take an order over the phone. And speaking of orders, all of our products, that doesn't include the sales aids, are 50% off. Again, show me another company that offers 50% off. Most companies order, give you nothing off. Zero. Or maybe, you know, if you buy, you know, $1,000 worth of products, they might give you 5% off. I mean, this is what companies do. I mean, they gouge their members, and they know that they're doing that. I mean, they're interested in making more money for themselves than they are their members. In other words, they care more about themselves than the people that support their company. And if things don't go right, guess what? They go out of business, leave you stuck with, you know, a ton of products in your garage or your basement, and they take off and just start another company. This happens all the time, folks. You know, and it's a shame that it does, but that's the kind of world we live in. We live in a world where people seem to only think about and care about themselves. And you've heard this saying, you know, some people sell their grandmother down the river for a buck. And me being in this business, I know. I've met those kind of people. I've met all the liars, and I call them liars because that's exactly what they are. I don't do it anymore, but I used to. Before I started this company, I used to call up these companies that said, oh, $10,000, blah, 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 you know, a couple months. And then, you know, when you sign up, they'll always assign you to a sponsor. You know, they want your phone number so someone can call you up. And you get all these, you know, people, oh, yeah, I've been with this company. How long have you been with them? Well, I've been with them for like 6 months. How much are you making? Oh, I made $5,000 last month. I said, really? You know, $5,000? You've only been in 6 months? Yeah, I made $5,000. I said, boy, I really would like to join that company, you know. I said, but before I join, I wonder if you'd do me a favor. What's that? Would you make a copy of your check that you received from that company, and would you mail it to me? I'd like to see that check. How many checks you think I got in the mail? Anybody want to guess? Touch one on your touchtone phone. Anybody want to guess? Or do you already know? Zero. See, these people will tell you anything to get you to join the company so they can make a commission off you. And a lot of times, they might be telling you the truth. Let's say I made a couple thousand, but they forgot to tell you. And this is a true story. One of our members told me that he was in a company and he did this. Okay, he was making I think $3,000 a month, I think. But he was spending $2,500 a month on their advertising program, and he never told anybody that. He said, "Yeah, I'm making $3,000." But it's costing me $2,500 a month. Well, I think it might have been costing him more than that because I don't think he was making anything. See, so a lot of times what they're telling you, they don't tell you how much they're spending, you know. Well, with this company, you just make three people and you broke even. Can't say that about many companies at all. In fact, probably there aren't any out there that can say that. I don't know of any. Does anybody? I don't think so because I don't think there are any. But anyhow, that's about all I wanted to say for today. I hope that it helped somebody, or all of you. So, last call, if anybody wants to give a comment or ask a question, make sure it's on the subjects we've been talking about today and not, you know, where's my order or whatever, anything like that. So if anybody has a comment or a question, just press 1 on your touchtone phone now, and I will put you on the air. You don't have to give your name. Give you about another 30 seconds or so. I don't know if this person was on already or what. Go ahead, you run the board. Did you want to make a comment?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah.
Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It's Phil. I talked to you earlier today.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe you wanted to make a little
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else I wanted to ask you. You're talking about this, what do you call it, the certificates and stuff. That's
okay.
A pretty good deal.
It is
right?
A good deal. Yeah, it's a great deal. I mean, where else can you get $20?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's $25, but you have to pay $4.95 for the process and everything.
That's per
You still have $20.
Each. Yeah, okay. So say you wanted to get four or five of them. That's like $4.95 each, right?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay.
So you get four, that'd be worth $80. And it costs you $20
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Now, we also have other certificates. If you want to go to Scriptures, www.scriptures, not for us, scriptures.cc/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, .html, you can look at some of the other certificates that we have. Them are all free with no kind of fee. Except
yeah, I did see them earlier. Yeah, I did see them.
There's a $300 one there, okay. And you get one $25 certificate every month for a whole year. But that one, I think, is $24.95. But you're still way ahead. I mean, you're going to get $300 worth of certificates, see?
Yeah.
That's what that
I haven't had a chance to
do that. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's a good deal, yeah. Yeah, that's a good deal. I'm trying to maybe
well,
just say what it
address,
was.
Forget the address. Give me a call tomorrow and I'll give it to you. Okay?
Cool.
All right, does anybody else have a question?
Thank you.
Comment? You're welcome. God bless you. Anybody else have a question? No? Okay, well, I hope that everybody enjoyed the phone call. Make sure you tell other people in your downline that missed the call to go to their website. If they don't have a website, then have them go to your website or the company's website, you know, scriptures4us.com, and click on the live training shows, and they can listen to this training show along with the other ones there, which this one will probably be on tomorrow. So you won't be able to look. It's not going to be on there tonight. It'll probably be on there tomorrow. So tell people that are new. Have them say, hey, take a look at my website. Or the company's website. You're going to be getting a website just like that, a personalized website with your name on it, information that you can use to promote your business. See, because that alone, just a website, is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And you won't have to pay a fee every month like you do if you went and got your own website. You have to pay a fee every month. To keep that your web page on the website, and you have to pay a yearly fee for your name, or else you lose it, and then somebody else can take your name, the name of your website. That's all free. You don't have to pay a dime for that. So you know that's a benefit you should tell people they're going to be getting for free. You know, and also the fact that anybody who requests information and gets set up with a website, if they decide at that moment in time that maybe they don't want to join right now, they still are able to purchase any of our products at 50% off. Because let's face it, there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't want to start their own home-based business. They like going to their job from 9 to 5, getting dinner, sitting on the couch, and getting the remote and watching TV until they fall asleep. And that's fine, you know. And sometimes that's all that people want to do. But people still have to buy products. And more than likely, there's, everybody, there's at least many products that they're already using that they can purchase from us. And if they're a Christian, guess what? There's going to be a New Testament scripture on the front of each bottle. Plus, they're going to get a superior product to anything they can buy in a drugstore or a department store. And I could have a show just on the quality of our products, and we are going to have that pretty soon. Okay, with the person who's in charge of the quality control of our company. His name is John Abati. And he has a master's degree in he worked for the largest biotech company in the world, Amgen, okay? It's located in Thousand Oaks, California. He was head of the department where they prepared everything for the FDA to approve their drugs. So he knows what he's talking about. We're going to have him on the show probably in maybe a month or so. Right now he's in the middle of moving from into a new home. So once he gets that all settled, we'll have him on the show. And don't forget, I want you to look up Donna Woolam, W-O-O-L-A-M. Again, her website is Donna, D-O-N-N-A-W-O-O-L-A-M, one word, you know, no spaces, .com. Go there and you'll see what she has to offer. And that's who we're going to be having on this show. And we're going to start having more and more authors like we've had in the past. We've just been kind of lackadaisy on that. We just wanted to have a few more Bible studies and conference calls before we start asking authors on again like we did before. And we have some of the authors that we had on our show. They're on that same website, audio training, so you might want to listen to some of those. My favorite is the one we had with Sonny Scardelletti, who wrote a book called The Museum of Natural History versus God. And he talks about how science actually proves that there's a God. That's really an interesting interview, so you might want to listen to that when you got time. But anyhow, that's the end of this call. I want to thank everybody again for listening. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call me on the phone. I don't live in an ivory tower, okay? I never have. So I'm an ordinary guy. I'm just like you. I'm your brother and sister in Christ. I'm your brother in Christ. So feel comfortable when you call me. I don't try to intimidate people in any way. I don't try to be a big shot because I'm not. So if you have any questions or just want to talk to me and say hello to get to know me, you're more than welcome to call the toll-free number, 1-844-246-6760, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. So with that, I'd like to tell you one more thing, and I say this on every single show at the end. Don't forget, your Savior, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for you so that you could have a place in heaven when you leave this earth. And he loves you, and he proved it. And I love you, too. And don't forget that. Have a nice weekend, and God bless each and every one of you. Bye now.